Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. And we're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. With us in the studio, that man over there, he is comedian Tim Cavanaugh.
Hey.
And that man over there, he is Donnie Baker.
Good to be here, Tom.
And that handsome man over there, he is Josh Arnold, a man with metal teeth.
I've got to be
careful. The braces
soon.
Come off this afternoon, right?
Maybe.
I had to reschedule, so next week.
Oh.
I know it. I was hoping they'd be off for Thanksgiving, but nope.
No?
Still going to have them.
Get a little pumpkin pie stuck in there.
Oh, yes. Yep.
How long have you had the braces on your teeth?
About 10 months.
Well, not too bad.
No, they're fast. They're literally called fast braces. So.
And you're going to be beautiful when it's all done.
Oh, thank you, Tim. Yeah,
it's really fantastic. Well,
they're very, very nice. Chick McGee, a man whose teeth you can't see, is across the way.
Hi, how are you?
right now we're going to check in with Tim Cavanaugh.
I'm sitting here,
Tim. Well, you're nice, but you're not handsome. You're a very attractive woman.
Yes.
Oh, well, you didn't introduce me, so I felt a little left out.
Oh, Christy, no.
I love this on Twitter. The coat went up on the picture of the coat that everybody made fun of. And it says, keeping you warm at the same time warding off men. Thanks, Joe.
Oh, no. I don't think he means it like that.
No, I think he does.
I think he means it's so protective looking.
It is.
And he's actually, this is a compliment. He's assuming that you're constantly being assaulted by men.
God.
And this coat will help protect you from it.
Okay.
That's how I hear it.
Christy's coat looks like she could put it on and avoid radiation.
Yeah.
In the event
the coat
of some
of
kind
the future.
Of some kind of invasion from outer space.
It's kind of the Jiffy Pop coat.
Yeah, it is.
It's sort of a Michelin Man thing.
Yeah.
It's slender.
That's the only thing that saves it.
It's not as puffy as they used to be.
It's
really
not as puffy as it could be.
Right. Also kind of a spaceman kind of look.
Yeah, sure.
I love space.
Can we revisit, we were talking earlier about the Cheetos jewelry.
Yes. Yeah. $20,000.
The Cheetos people, it's pretty funny. If you go to the Cheetos website, they have a bunch of gifts for the holidays. And some of them are pretty cool.
For the Cheeto lover.
The Cheeto sleeping bag. Some of them are really funny.
Cheeto pajamas.
Paw print toilet paper. Funny stuff. But they also have a $20,000 jewelry set.
Mm-hmm.
Two earrings and
again,
a ring.
Again, I think if you eat Cheetos, you probably can't afford it.
No.
I'm just guessing. Unless you're the CEO of the Cheetos company, whoever makes them. Yeah. But I was wondering, I mentioned that there comes a point where you have to say no, I think, to merchandising.
Yeah.
Right. Unless you're Kiss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gene Simmons and the gang, they've pretty much everything you can imagine with their logo on it exists, including caskets. And you asked this question.
Oh, yeah. I was just curious as to whether or not there were glass coffins out there.
If you could get a glass casket. And one of your friends said what?
He is a friend, and he also happens to be my attorney. He said, will glass coffins be a success? Well, remains to be seen.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the perfect joke.
That is the perfect joke.
Holy moly.
Wow,
perfect.
That's
Chick,
got everything.
Walk me through that. I was lost midway through the key that you referenced.
The decedent often referred to
that
as remains.
That is a fine piece of comedy right there.
That has every component.
Yes, it does.
Right there. So time now to check in with our other guest. He is comedian Tim Cavanaugh.
Timmy!
Hey, everybody.
Timmy!
It's good to be here. It's time once again for Tim Cavanaugh's Cavalcade of Celebrity Birthdays. I'm comedian Tim Cavanaugh. There are lots of great November birthdays to cover, so let's get started. And by the way, thank you for doing the best joke ever written right before I start.
Oh, sorry.
So, please.
That remains to be seen.
Compare. All right. Turning 83 this week is Little Richard.
Oh, wow.
The flamboyant R&B star still performs live to packed houses filled with his devoted followers, plus a couple dozen dyslexic rich little fans who come away from the show thinking, man, he does a great impression of a black guy. It's dead on. Ike Turner and Art Garfunkel were both born on November 5th. Two men who would not be celebrities at all, except for their partners, Paul Simon of Simon and Garfunkel, and of course, Mike of Mike and Ike.
I don't know if that's...
Be like Mike.
Yeah.
Celebrating birthday number 74 this week is Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint.
Oh.
He's the inspiration behind the cartoon character Larry Flintstone, Fred's irascible pornographer cousin. As a tribute to that lovable cartoon character, I call Viagra Larry Flintstone Vitamins. Miley Cyrus turns 23 this week. Now, I haven't followed her career really all that closely, but I read this and I thought it was pretty impressive. In 2009, she was nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Original Song. The song is called I Thought I Lost You, and it's about her virginity. That can happen. 61 years ago this week, Howie Mandel was born in Toronto, Canada. He's currently a judge on the TV show America's Got Talent, which to me is just another example of a Canadian taking a job that an American worker could do. Yeah. I say we build a wall on the Canadian border and make Mexico pay for that one, too. This week marks the 51st birthday of Icelandic singer Björk, an unusual name spelled B-J-O-R-K.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe I'm overanalyzing this, but I think that when a performer starts her name with the letters B-J, she's certainly being provocative and quite a tease, really.
Sure.
And I'm not being sexist here. I feel the exact same way about B.J. Thomas.
Raindrops keep falling on my face.
Here's a relatively new segment in Cavalcade. Oh. These are birthday briefs. These are just real quick. Entertainment Tonight's Mary Hart is turning 66, just 1/6 away from being the Antichrist. Caroline Kennedy is 59 this week. She married Edwin Schlossberg, which is a great name for a Kennedy to have because it sounds the same whether you're drunk or sober. Schlossberg. That's my name, officer. Schlossberg. Celebrating his 71st birthday this week, Prince Charles still enjoys playing polo. His wife, Camilla Parker, bowls.
Love it.
Very nice.
He called her a whore.
I did not.
Never mind.
No, okay. She bowls.
Oh, okay.
Call her.
Sorry.
I don't know what celebrity birthdays you're listening to. Okay, anyway, celebrating a birthday this Saturday is our own Chick McGee.
Yeah,
party it up, Chick.
Yeah.
Gotta kill it.
He now has his own brand of vodka called Chick's Vodka.
Right.
He said, I wanted to make my vodka taste like what you're pouring it into. And indeed, he has done just that. I poured some into a glass, and wow, it tasted just like glass. You drink it right out of the bottle, it tastes like you.
Oh, it tastes like Chick.
Oh, yeah, it tastes like me. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Hey, Felix Frankfurter, Supreme Court Justice, was born 134 years ago. Mm. Together with Justice Warren Burger, historians call them the picnic bench. Burger and Frankfurter.
Right. Nice.
There was a rising star in politics that looked like he could be the third judge of the picnic bench, but Anthony Weiner texted himself out of contempt.
He sure did.
Yeah.
That's a shame. James Garfield. I love the presidents, and I love the presidential biographies. And I picked up a book called Garfield, the Early Years. I learned that he actually started out as a cartoon cat.
Interesting.
Born this week back in 1854 was John Philip Sousa, the man who wrote Stars and Stripes Forever. Mm-hmm. The prolific composer of patriotic songs died on March 6, 1932, which is now known as Sousa's Unfinished March.
See, he died before the month then.
Right. Yeah.
All right, it's almost done. Actress Tara Reid turns 41 this week. She's best known for playing the character Vicky in the movies American Pie and American Pie 2. Next summer, she'll star in the new American Pie 3.14159265359. Dot, dot, dot. A movie that promises to go on forever. And finally, celebrating a birthday this week is the great blues singer Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, I love her.
Back in 1991, she released the hit single I Can't Make You Love Me If You Don't, a song that sure rang true back then. Today, of course, we have roofies. I sold that joke to Bill Cosby. He loves it. Oh. I told him, don't open with it, but he didn't listen.
Yeah.
So that wraps up another edition of Tim Cavanaugh's Cavalcade of Celebrity Birthdays. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And remember, who needs a calendar when you've got a Cavanaugh?
Nice. Nice.
Excellent.
It does not to be seen.
It
excellent.
Does not.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent
thank
stuff.
You.
Stuff. Thank you, Tim. Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.